This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, Democrat from Amsterdam from the 20th Congressional District. The 538.com website reports that so far the first-term Congressperson Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 4.5% of the time. Since Democrats took over the House of Representatives, Tonko also votes with Trump's positions 1.5% of the time. In the previous congressional session, Tonko voted with Trump 22.6% of the time. On January 29th, both Tonko and Delgado voted for H.R. 3621, the Comprehensive Credit Act of 2020, which passed 221 to 189, mostly along party lines. The bill will most likely never be taken up by the Republican-controlled Senate nor signed by the president. The bill would prohibit, quote, a consumer reporting agency from furnishing a consumer report containing any adverse item of information relating to a delinquent or defaulted private education loan of a borrower who has a specified demonstrated history of loan repayment, unquote.
Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, January 28th, called New York's formal bail system, and I quote, essentially a penalty on the poor, end quote, but went on to say that he supports the efforts to potentially revisit a portion of the law. Delgado specifically cited the question of whether judges should be allowed to consider if a person is a threat to public safety in deciding whether to jail them while they await trial. The first-term Democrat made the comments during a phone call with reporters. He made that point that creating a truly equitable system is of utmost importance. Delgado said, and I quote, it's important to note, too, that before the recent reform, it didn't matter if you were actually a threat to the public. That was an issue that was already present. If you could pay for your freedom, you were able to be free, irrespective of you being a threat to the public safety, which I think is of utmost importance to keep in mind. It was essentially a penalty on the poor, end quote. The state's bail reform law went into effect January 1st, and it eliminated cash bail for most misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. The reforms have come under scrutiny as courts have released people who otherwise would have remained in jail under the old rules. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Saratogian reports that Representative Paul Tonko got his bill putting enormous fines on private radio operators passed in the U.S. Senate. Tonko hauled out a false trope about how private radio operators would bring down airplanes in his announcement about the bill. He said, and I quote, air traffic controllers depend on these broadcasting systems to do their jobs, sometimes during life and death situations, end quote. While that is true, air traffic controllers do not use frequencies anywhere near the FM dial, so there is little chance they could ever interfere with air navigation. The Preventing Illegal Radio Abuse Through Enforcement Act would levy up to $2 million in fines for illegal broadcasting. But the Federal Communications Commission is not likely to bring many of those fines in, as they have been cutting the budget for the Enforcement Bureau often in recent years. Tonko and Representative Antonio Delgado both voted for the bill last year. Read more about this story in the Saratogian. Representative Antonio Delgado announced he is taking Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman to the State of the Union address on February 4th. Volkman is the police chief in Chatham and police commissioner in Hudson and is best known for the Chatham For You initiative, a recovery project for users of opioids and other addictive drugs. Volkman has been in Washington, D.C. before, attending the National Opioid Crisis Forum at the White House in 2018. Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, spoke on the floor of the House of Representatives about Volkman January 29th.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to recognize Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman, my guest for the State of the Union address. Chief Volkman has been a pioneer in addressing the opioid epidemic in upstate New York and founded the highly successful Chatham Cares for You program. Chatham Cares for You encourages residents struggling with the disease that is addiction to walk into the police station, turn over their drugs, and ask for help. Instead of being charged, individuals are placed into a treatment program regardless of financial means or their insurance coverage. This highly successful initiative has been modeled throughout our region, and I was proud to have Chief Volkman share his success with our community at my opioid epidemic panel last year. Our work to address this urgent priority is ongoing and will require both the attention and continued cooperation of all levels of government, law enforcement, and our first responders. In that vein, I hope to hear from the President on Tuesday that he is committed to bipartisan, comprehensive solutions to address the opioid crisis in upstate New York and all across this country. I yield back.
Dan Levy reports for WNYT that Representative Paul Tonko believes that not having witnesses in the impeachment trial of the President of the United States, quote, goes against the grain of America's ideals and values, unquote. The U.S. Senate voted 51-49 January 31st not to have any witnesses in the impeachment trial of the President of the United States. It was the first time in Senate history that an impeachment trial of any kind did not have witnesses. Quote, there are many historians and constitutional attorneys who suggested this was the most impeachable moment in our history, unquote, Tonko said. Quote, and for us to walk away to say that it is not impeachable, to tinker with our elections, the American people should decide who their president is, unquote. Read more about this story at the WNYT website. Chris McKenna in the Times Herald Record reports that Representative Antonio Delgado has $2.1 million in campaign cash after bringing in donations of $773,000 in the last 3 months of 2019. No Democrats have announced primary challenges to the freshman congressperson from Rhinebeck in New York's 19th congressional district. Two Republicans have announced so far, and Ala Hawatama reported $5,000 in her account as of October 1st, held her first fundraiser in Poughkeepsie on January 16th, but has not filed the required fundraising report as of January 31st. Mike Roth, the other candidate, has yet to report any fundraising. Read the full story in the Times Herald Record. Paul Tonko does not list any public events this week on his website, and Paul Tonko never lists any public events on his website. Antonio Delgado lists public appearances on his website only if his staff organizes the events. He has none listed this week and has not listed any public appearances since December 13th, 2019. This has been the WGXC Congressional Report. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories.